Are you challenged this morning?
Yes.
Amen. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Being challenged by the Holy Spirit. Knowing the Holy Spirit's working in our life and saying, this is the area. It's not a man that's doing that. It's the Spirit who's saying, it's this area I want to change in your life. And it's the love of the Holy Spirit for us. Thank you, Joseph, for that word this morning. I feel very challenged. And I don't have a word, really. But the thing that spoke to me when Moses was that he kept asking. And I love this. He was a man just like you and me. And sometimes we say, God, can I climb this mountain? Because if you don't climb it with me, I ain't going. Are you coming, Lord? Are you going with me? And he asked over and over again, and God kept saying, I'll go with you. But you know, he was just like you and me in the midst of the battle. We go back and we say, God, are you going to be with me? And he says, I'm going to be with you, Kathy, climb the mountain. Because you see, that place of love was on the top of that mountain, the apple tree, in Song of Solomon, where she lay with him and understood what love was for the first time. And when God said to him, I'll show you my glory. And I don't know what I expected of him back then, what his glory was. But he said, I'm compassionate. This is God's glory.
Yes.
I'm compassionate.
Yeah.
I'm gracious.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm faithful. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You ever felt forsaken?
Yeah.
And think, Lord, are you there? And you remember, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, I'm forgiveness. Is there anybody here today that doesn't feel totally forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ that cleansed us and washed us and gave himself for us? There is one who walks with you. And he says, in every circumstance, he said, I'm forgiveness. Me, God, is forgiveness. He said, I'm love. You have felt unloved by your loved ones, or your brethren, or your family. What does God say? I'm the lover of your soul. Draw from me. You know, and if I'm learning more and more in this journey that I'm on, I'm learning the love of God. It's so powerful. I don't have to be active in my ministry to be accepted by God. I just have to know the love of God.
Yes.
That no matter what it is, I'm loved of the Father. I once said to a precious sister in the Lord, do you know the love of the Father? And she had tears running down her face. A woman who's walked with God for her life. And she says, not really. I wept with her because the Father is so real.
Yes.
And Jesus showed us him. And now we realize that he's not only his Father, he is our Father. And he's saying to you and me, I'm love, but I'm also forgiveness. Do you need forgiven this morning? Well, God is the only one who can fulfill it in you in Christ. And you know, all we have to do is repent. And you say, repent? That's an old-fashioned word. That's the word we should use every day. I repent before you, Lord, for all that Joseph spoke to us today. I repent that I haven't walked there. I repent that I haven't come into that place of true oneness with you, Lord, because I know it's available. I get caught up in the things of this world. And God's saying that, get caught up in me, and you'll know my forgiveness. You don't have to beg him. You just have to ask him and turn your heart.
Amen.
And know that you're forgiven.
Yeah.
That's what he says here. He said, I'm kindness. If you don't feel kindness in the body of Christ, what does God say? I'm kindness.
Yeah.
That's what he's telling Moses. It's me. This is my DNA. Are you looking for money and DNA in me? This is who I am. I'm kindness. Don't you love him?
Yeah,
hallelujah. He said he's got brotherly love to you and to me. And he he said he's ever faithful. Don't you thank him every morning for that? Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father.
Yes, thank
you. If you wake
Lord.
Up crying, the faithfulness of God, that he's your Father.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if you had the worst Father in the world, but he's your loving Father.
Yes.
He's the one that's never going to bully you. He's the one that's never going to stop loving you, no matter what. If your sins will be like scarlet, he said, I can make them as white as snow.
Yes.
You've got to believe what Joseph was telling us this morning. You've got to put it into action. You've got to not sit and say, oh, no. No, walk into it. And Jesus said, and God the Father said, you'll approach me with boldness.
Yes.
Do you approach God with boldness? I don't mean brashness. I'm talking about bold in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that he's given you and me to conquer this man of the flesh. He's given us the Holy Ghost to be able to go in before the Father in the name of Jesus and know that he's hearing our supplication. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
This morning, his DNA.
Yeah.
And your DNA, as he came in, and when Joseph was saying, you know, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. And this is how I see it when I'm saying that in the morning. I am seated in Christ. Where does Christ sit? Is what I ask myself. At the right hand of the Father. So I'm seated with Christ. You've got to see it. And I'm seated right there beside the Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And every petition, every intercessory prayer is being heard by the Father through Christ.
Hallelujah.
Don't give up. Wake up expecting a miracle. I expect a miracle every day, and I'm here to prove it happens. It works. Just put it into action. Don't lie in the morning and bemoan your circumstances. I've done that. Doesn't give you any profit at all. And I just read a little saying a few weeks ago and it stuck with me. If there's a Goliath facing you, if there is a Goliath facing you, remember there's a David inside of you. Well, that hit me like a bomb. And I said, yeah, Lord, there's many Goliaths out there and in front of me in my life. But there's a David, the Christ in me, who's greater than every adversary that comes our way. Every affliction is overcome by the power and the grace of Almighty God. And so don't be discouraged. Lift up your heads. Believe who says who he is. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's not a dead God. He's living. And he's your Father, and he's my Father. So remember what Joseph has said to me. Activate and believe and move forward in the grace and the faithfulness he's given us. We are, don't you sit at home and say how blessed we are for the family of God? Knowing that we are prayed for more so than most people in the world. We are prayed for by one another, and we stand together like a rock in Christ, and we gather strength and we gather fortitude in the Holy Ghost. So I love you, and may God bless you. I just wanted to take this little opportunity to say hi and to let you know, if I'm not sitting there, I am sitting there. I'm with you all the time, praying for you every day and every night.
Amen.
I can truthfully say, but you're all in my heart, every community and every saint. I don't know you by name. I don't even know some faces. But believe me, as we pray, the body of Christ prays for the family of God, white world. God is moving in every circumstance.
Yes.
So as Brother Joseph said again, don't look at this natural surrounding. Don't look at the wear and the tear and the horror in the world. Keep looking to Christ. Keep looking to the beauty of the new heaven and the new earth that's in you. And God will bring forth in due season his glory. I just see his and feel the love of God rise in the heart as I look upon the faces. And so we just give thanks unto God, who is our great author. But remember, he's the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. And remember this, beloved, if you're weak today, he who began the good work in you, Brother Andrew, is going to finish it and complete it, Joseph. And we are not without hope, beloved. We have hope in the Lord because he is a rock of our salvation. May God bless you today. Hallelujah.